Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The lights are out.
Curry gets it. The lights go out.
The game is over, and we're here to pick up the pieces. This is Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7, The Game.
Just pass to Clay, fires a right wing, three short, offensive rebound, Bielitsa. Kuminga shot fake, now he'll fire the three, that's short. Offensive rebound, Bielitsa again. Clay, cash me out one time from the right wing.
He's not going to miss two in a row, particularly when they're wide open.
Oh, it was a night of makes for Clay Thompson as the Warriors win in New Orleans to close out the regular season. 128-107 is the final in this one. Warriors 53-29 on the season, and a massive night for Klay Thompson as he knocks down 7 of 14 from three-point range, and he goes for 41 points in the Warriors' final victory of the regular season. And Klay Thompson is on quite a tear. John Dickinson with you here for the next hour. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. That is the phone number to participate in the program. You can give me a call or shoot me a text as the playoffs are upon us. Finally, we can share some thoughts on this one. And Klay certainly is the headline of tonight's ball game as the Warriors finish up this regular season with 5 consecutive wins. And they noted it even before the first of those 5 wins, which was a week ago yesterday at home against Utah. Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, others, the Warriors said they thought they found something in the March 30th loss to the Phoenix Suns, coming off the long 5-game road trip where the Warriors went 1-4. And at first, I kind of thought, yeah, well, we'll see. Let's see how it translates to some of the remaining games on the schedule. Well, the Warriors come out and they come back and get the win against the Jazz and then propel themselves into wins against Sacramento and the Lakers and the Spurs last night, Pelicans tonight, and Klay Thompson is on one. Klay Thompson on quite a tear at this point, when you look at the way he's able to close the season. He needed 30 in the ballgame tonight to average 20 for his season as he returned back on January the 9th. But the last 3 games he played in, Klay goes for 41 against the Pelicans tonight, 33 against the Lakers on Thursday, didn't play last night, and then didn't play in Sacramento either. But you go back to a week ago last night, so 8 nights to go, and Klay Thompson 36 points in that one, and he's hit 44 of his last 100 three-pointers. So Klay Thompson is ready to roll for all of the conversation about just, you know, what he would be able to provide in some bad shooting nights at times toward the middle and the end of March. He looks like he's locked and loaded. If you're the Golden State Warriors, you got to be feeling a lot better about Klay Thompson now than you did maybe 2 weeks ago, as he at one point scored 13 points consecutively, 15 in the fourth quarter overall, and you take it back even a step farther. 4 of the last 6 games that Klay Thompson played, mentioned 3 of them, but then the 37 points, if you go back even farther than that, on 14 of 26 shooting. So Klay Thompson getting the job done, and the Warriors get the job done tonight. They needed a win to earn the 3 seed in the Western Conference playoffs, and a win they would get. It was a pretty chalk night as far as the Warriors needed the win. They got it. Dallas needed a win coupled with the Warriors' loss. The Mavs did end up beating San Antonio in Dallas, but they also lost Luka Doncic in a game where they had a 20-point lead in the second half as Luka went down with what the Mavs are calling a calf strain, but that's not the Warriors' problem as the Mavs are going to take on the Jazz. So you run through it, and Phoenix winds up winning the Western Conference in the regular season. They are the one seed. The Grizzlies are the two seed. The Warriors are the three seed, and they will play the Denver Nuggets on Saturday. Saturday is going to be game one of the Western Conference first round for the Warriors inside Chase Center. It's a 5:30 tip. Of course, we'll have it for you right here on 95.7 The Game. Warriors this week is going to begin at 9 o'clock, and then I'm going to have Warriors live for you at 4 o'clock from Chase Center for that one as the Warriors take on the Denver Nuggets. That's the only part. I know there's a lot of people out there, and I put it out on Twitter. The NBA, at least at this point, has only released game ones as far as who's going to play Saturday and who's going to play Sunday, and they've only released the times for Saturday because they're slotting some of the play-in teams into the Sunday spots. There will be some teams that are going to have to play some of these slots on Sunday, so they're trying to figure it out as far as, you know, both eight seeds are going to have to play, obviously feeding into from the play-in tournament games on Friday. They're going to have to play Sunday. So we know the times, and the Warriors are going to be the fourth of four games to be played on Saturday. We know who's going to play Sunday, but we don't have the times beyond Saturday at this point. So if the NBA releases the remainder of the schedule, and they may be waiting for those first couple of play-in games rather on Tuesday before they ultimately decide where they're going to place everybody in the bracket and who's going to play which days. But if the league does get out to announcing the schedule over the course of the next hour, we'll be sure to pass it along to you. But uncharted territory here with the play-in tournament now a part of things, and the first semi-normal playoff as far as, you know, beginning in that middle weekend in April and running again through June. I mean, that has not been the case, obviously, the finals last year because of COVID ended in July, and the finals the previous year ending in October, just a couple of months before the regular season last year started. So Warriors and Nuggets, if you want to react to this one, you can, 888-957-9570. If you want to look ahead at the Warriors and the Nuggets and that series, the season series won by the Nuggets 3-1, but there were a lot of games where the Warriors were shorthanded. Warriors blew a big lead against Denver. The Nuggets actually went into Chase Center and beat the Warriors a couple of times, including the final game before the All-Star break, as the Warriors blew a huge lead in that game, and it wasn't until the fourth and final meeting in Denver where the Warriors finally on March the 10th got a win. There was also the game where the Warriors didn't send any of their regulars to Denver 3 days earlier because that was part of a makeup game from December. Nuggets, if you recall, were shorthanded due to COVID and held some guys out that were questionable due to other injuries and basically got that game postponed and rescheduled in March. And the Warriors, as a de facto protest, didn't send their main guys to play in that one. And the young guys actually kept that game pretty close up until the last couple of minutes. Warriors went back there with everybody in the game on March the 10th and got their only win in the season series. So I got a little bit of notes and stuff from that as far as those four matchups we can get into. But how you feeling, Warriors fans, about the NBA playoffs? Saturday, game one at Chase, 888-957-9570. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr. We'll hear from Jordan Poole and others from New Orleans in the Warriors locker room, but let's get a kick in here on the phone lines and tipped off with M Squared in Dublin on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, M Squared?
Hey, what's up, JD? Good win to cap off the season. 5-game streak to close it out, I think, is absolutely the right way to go. Looking back at the, you know, losing Steph and going on that losing streak, I think it was absolutely perfect that it happened when it did. And we had that little bout of adversity and a couple of those, you know, bumpy losses against Orlando. I think those are all going to benefit us as we move into the playoffs. Two quick comments for you, dude. I said this the other day to Steiny and Guru. It seemed like after the Laker game, it noticeably to me, it seems like Draymond and Klay are moving a lot more fluidly and a lot better. I specifically watched Klay tonight, and what I noticed was instead of lunging forward on three-pointers and doing those weird leaning shots that he never did in the past, it looks like now he's actually fading away in some cases. But also his three-point shot, he's just rising up and taking that quick release, beautiful form jumper that he has. And that's really, really encouraging. I think everybody should be taking note because he's carried the team for the last week without Steph, and he's going to be able to do that in the playoffs. Final comment for you, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on Klay and Draymond, too, if you think they're moving better. But final thought, I just want to kind of put a button on Kuminga. You know, I could never have written or imagined how much he's grown and how he continues to grow. He keeps surprising me. I keep waiting for him to just have a terrible game. But, you know, the guy has got ice in his veins at the three-point line now. I really, really need to find a stat to see what he shot from the three-point line in the second half of the season, because I know he started out like 1-for-20 or something crazy. But I'm so fascinated, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on what you think, how you think Kerr's going to use him in the playoff run. That's all I got for you, man. I'm out.
Yeah, appreciate it, M Squared. A lot to chew on there. 888-957-9570. That's the phone number to give me a call or shoot me a text. All right, couple of things there. We can start with Kuminga. I think it's a great sign for Jonathan Kuminga that he was able to dominate the way that he did last night and at times tonight. And he was 3-for-4 from three-point range tonight. I was looking it up as far as just what the overall numbers from three-point land wound up at for the season. He wound up just a tick under 34%. And you're right, that was after an ugly, ugly, ugly start. He ended up 50 for 149, so basically making one out of every three, but it was a significant improvement after a slow start. We'll try and dig up the specific numbers on just how slow a start it was. But, you know, San Antonio, and this is not to slight Kuminga, but San Antonio, you know, didn't have a lot of their regulars playing last night. The Pelicans didn't have a lot of their regulars playing tonight, and that's fine. But the best sign is the fact for me that in a game where you were playing against the middle of rosters and the back end of rosters, he dominated. It wasn't just that he was out there. He was one of the best players on the court and making, you know, a legitimate impact. So that's not a slight at all. It's actually exactly what you want to see from a guy like Jonathan Kuminga. And no, he has grown a lot, and I think the Warriors deserve credit for how they brought him along. I mean, they essentially, and he was a little banged up in training camp, but they essentially said to Jonathan Kuminga that the pressure's off. Take your time. There's enough veterans on this roster to where they can start the season, and the Warriors got off to such a great start that there was just less pressure on him to have to be a part of the rotation and be a part of the action. And so the Warriors could pick their spots. And he earned opportunities, and the Warriors gave him opportunities. I think the biggest positive for Jonathan Kuminga as far as his season and the opportunity to play, believe it or not, was Draymond Green going down. That freed up minutes for Kuminga to play that maybe he wouldn't have otherwise played. And Steve Kerr had alluded to that. So great rookie season for Jonathan Kuminga, and the sky's the limit for Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, he's got an unbelievably bright future. What does it mean for the playoffs? What does it mean for him being in the rotation or not? I know I've said it and I've said it again. I don't think he's guaranteed a spot in the rotation. I've gone through my locks for the Warriors rotation. I'm sure I will again at some point between now and 10:30 when we get out of here. But I don't think Kuminga is one of the locks to be in the rotation. Now, that doesn't mean he's not going to play at all. In fact, I would think Steve Kerr probably will give him a couple of shifts in the first half of games, in the first couple of games of playoff series, and in the first series against Denver specifically. From there, it just depends on how well Kuminga plays. I think a five-minute shift can turn into longer or turn into a second half shift if he plays well. If he doesn't play well, then he may go away from him, and maybe he doesn't play in the next game. That's just the life of a young player and a rookie in the NBA. But there's also the opportunity, if Steve Kerr throws him out there, that he might just have an electrifying 5 or 6 minutes that can help lift the Warriors. So it's not absolute. And again, I do think the Warriors have 9 players for sure that are ahead of them in the rotation. If you look at Curry coming back with Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, of course, Wiggins and Draymond, Looney, although those two are at different positions. And then Payton and Porter are 7-8, Iguodala 9. So those 9 are locks and are ahead of Kuminga. And then Kuminga doesn't necessarily play. I mean, Bielitsa is a 5, so he's not really competing for Bielitsa minutes. And I think if the last couple of weeks are any indicator, Steve Kerr's kind of penciling Bielitsa in for some backup big minutes, at least at the beginning of the playoffs. So that would almost push Kuminga, because of the positional difference, down to 11 in the rotation. So, but Steve Kerr plays 11. Talked about this on Warriors Live with Alan Stiles earlier. A lot of teams don't play 11. I guarantee you Denver's not playing 11. Denver's probably going to play 9 against the Warriors. And I can tell you who the 9 are going to be right now, you know, just looking at the box scores from the games that they've played late and the games that they've played head-to-head against the Warriors. So Kuminga's going to get opportunities, and I think his ability to play well puts a little something in the back of Steve Kerr's mind, his ability to play well these last 2 games after, you know, not necessarily providing as much in some of the games prior to that. Some of the games where he got the one shift, some of the games on that road trip when they put him in the starting lineup, he didn't play as well. But I think he can be a factor. And then if he is a factor, he'll earn more minutes. He's kind of a secret weapon in a way that maybe isn't so secret, at least around these parts. 888-957-9570. Long-winded answer on Kuminga. M Squared also asked about Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. Klay Thompson definitely looks more stable and solid in terms of his shot. And it just looks like he's not forcing it as much. And some of that is maybe the shots are going in and he's not really taking different shots. But whatever it is, seeing some shots go in just allows Klay Thompson to relax. And what you want is a relaxed Klay Thompson. You don't want a frustrated Klay Thompson. You don't want Klay Thompson that's trying to chase every miss with a couple of more makes. Like, that's just, you want a Klay Thompson that's just in rhythm, low key, taking the right shots, and knowing that if they aren't going in for a certain stretch of time, that eventually they are going to go in and he can just ignite. So I think great signs from Klay Thompson. You're feeling excellent about where he's at going into the playoffs, especially in comparison to where he was a couple of weeks ago. As far as Draymond Green goes, look, I give Draymond Green a lot of credit, and I do think he's physically looked better, and he's mentioned that himself over the last week. Steve Kerr's addressed it. And I give Draymond credit for playing tonight and saying he wanted to play tonight. If Draymond Green said, hey, I'm good, I don't want to play in the back-to-back, then the Warriors easily would have sat him out tonight and he wouldn't have played. He could have picked one game or the other and played, not played in the other. But he said, no, I want to play. I want to get that run. I want to get that burn. I want to get out on the court and work myself back into a rhythm. And he only played 25 minutes tonight. You look at last night against San Antonio, he played 31. But 31 and 25 is, you know, that's good on a back-to-back. And you don't have to worry about back-to-backs in the postseason. There are none. In fact, you're more apt to get, at least in the early rounds, more than one day off between games. You know, that happens quite frequently. You could get a Saturday, Tuesday. Hell, you could get a Saturday, Monday, and then play Thursday. I was looking this up as far as rest and all that goes for the playoffs. I went back and looked up the Warriors' first-round schedule from 3 years ago. So the last time the playoffs actually began in the middle of April, and the NBA going back to the format that they've had for a long time, and the Warriors game one is on Saturday. 3 years ago when the Warriors played the Clippers in the first round, they played Saturday, Monday at Oracle. So Saturday with one day off. And then they had 2 days off before game 3 in LA on a Thursday night. They had 2 days off before game 4 on a Sunday afternoon. And then they had 2 days off before game 5, which was on a Wednesday night at Oracle. And then the Clippers won that Game 5 and they had to go back and play Game 6 in L.A., and then it was Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. If there had been a Game 7, it would have been Sunday. So in the playoffs, you're going to get a couple of extra days. And I think that's the other thing we've seen maybe with Klay Thompson is the extra days. Maybe not the every other day, but getting more than one day. And that's something worth examining a little bit because Klay's had more than one day in between here this last handful of games where he's been very, very hot. But I give Draymond not only the credit for playing the back-to-back this weekend, but also playing the back-to-back last weekend against Utah and then saying, hey, I want to play in Sacramento and try and get a run and trying to work my way back, you know, from this injury and get into game shape and get into playoff shape. 888-957-9570. All right, we'll come back. More phone calls, more text messages. We will also hear from Steve Kerr. Warriors win tonight at New Orleans, 128-107. Win number 53 for the Dubs. They're the 3 seed in the West. They've got Denver at Chase Center. First playoff game in the history of the building. That's on Saturday, and we got you covered all week long right here on 95.7 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alvarado, a corner triple too strong, and the rebound there for Jordan Poole. And he'll bring it across half. Going to work on Temple. Gets switched onto by Murphy off a screen, setting up Draymond Green for a corner three. A rare corner three for Draymond. Just his second corner three of the season.
Now back to Warriors Wrap Up on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Dana on the call. John Dickinson with you on Warriors Wrap Up. Second corner three for Draymond Green as that caps a season where Draymond makes 16 of 54 from three-point range. Couldn't quite get over the 30% mark for the year. But Draymond shooting the three ball a little bit better of late. Had a couple of threes at the beginning of, what was it, the Sacramento game a week ago tonight. And look, there's a couple of things that could have the Warriors feeling really good about their chances in the playoffs. And one would be Klay Thompson looking as comfortable with his shot as he looked tonight and going for 41. The other would be Draymond Green looking comfortable with his shot a little bit. He didn't quite make it to 10 tonight, ended up with 7. He had the 7 points with 3 boards and 6 assists, but he's moving around a lot better. And I know he's joked about the fact that this is the time of year where he starts making shots from the outside and starts taking inventory of who's going to leave him open. I don't think that's going to change much. Teams are going to leave him open and dare him to shoot. And even if he does wind up making a couple, I think they're still going to dare him to shoot, especially if the Warriors are going to put some of the offensive firepower that they have at their disposal with Steph and Klay and obviously Jordan Poole, some of that three-guard lineup That's going to mean a lot more open looks, I think, for Draymond if he's going to be out there, whether it's with Andrew Wiggins or potentially Andre Iguodala in some lineups, maybe at the end of games. So 888-957-9570, regardless, very good for the Warriors to see Draymond getting around and moving better than he was initially upon his return. Playoffs start on Saturday, Warriors and the Nuggets. Only game one has been released in terms of the schedule at this point. Warriors and Nuggets, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, first playoff game in the history of Chase Center, Saturday night, 5:30 on ABC. And, of course, right here on 95.7 The Game. So we got you covered throughout the week. And, man, is this going to be fun. We'll get you the rest of that schedule once it's released. But looks like that's going to be all that's released for tonight. The NBA going to wait for some of the play-in games to shake out before they release the remainder of the schedule. But the one thing I can tell you for sure, if Game 1 is Saturday, then that means Game 2 is likely to be Monday or Tuesday. It wouldn't be a Wednesday game two if you have a Saturday game one. All of the game twos are Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday slotted into those three nights. So if you're Sunday with game one, you play Tuesday or Wednesday. If you're Saturday for game one, you'd play Monday or Tuesday. So for planning purposes, if you're out there, don't know officially what it'll be, but it's one of those two nights for sure. 888-957-9570. Let's go ahead and hear from the head coach of the Warriors, Steve Kerr, following this one. His thoughts on tonight's win and his thoughts on the season as a whole, and maybe a little bit as well on the matchup against the Nuggets. Here's the head coach.
Clay Thompson just going off for 41 points, 7 three-pointers. I mean, just with everything that he's been through this season, the ups and downs, having to listen to people, you know, critique him and stuff. What do you think this just means for him? And he doesn't have to make a statement to anyone, but he did make a statement tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think the proof is on the court, you know, just what he's looked like over the last couple of weeks. You can see he's just settled down quite a bit. The game has slowed down. He has slowed down in a good way, taking better shots. And, you know, he's been in a great groove now. So it's a really good sign. We've, you know, to win 53 games with only having Clay, you know, half the year and, you know, not having Clay, Steph, and Draymond together for, I think, maybe 11 minutes or something. Is that about right? So, you know, I'm really proud of the group. Third best record in the league. And despite a lot of adversity, our guys just hung tough and finished strong. And Clay looks as good as ever. So a lot of good stuff.
How crazy is it that he averaged over 20 points a game after that kind of layoff and those kind of injuries?
Doesn't surprise me, actually, because it's Clay. I mean, he's one of the greatest shooters of all time. I think the biggest thing is that he's just found his rhythm. He's gotten his conditioning. You know, early on, he wanted everything back so badly that he was forcing the issue. And I think it's just been really fun to watch him settle in.
For Jordan to lead the league in free throw percentage, what does that say about a young player?
It's an amazing stat. I mean, obviously, he's a great shooter, but it takes great focus, concentration. I think Steph texted him and said, you better not miss, something like that. And so we were joking with Jordan in the locker room. Those were four pressure free throws, knowing that, you know, the regular season title was on the line. So we're really happy for Jordan. Just had a great year and a good way to finish that off.
It's hard to compare energy and teams to other teams that you've coached, but you guys, the Warriors, have gone to the playoffs a ton. But this team, this group, a lot of the guys haven't.
Yeah.
What is the kind of energy in the locker room right now after this type of game? Well, you know, you finally know who you're going to be playing, when you're going to be playing, kind of the circumstances around this that a lot of guys haven't experienced.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, there was a good vibe in the locker room and a much deserved one. You know, we've been through a lot. These last 6 weeks have been tough. You know, we've lost a lot of games. We haven't looked great. We've been trying to do a lot of things at once, you know, develop young players, bring guys back from injury, other guys going out. So, you know, we stuck it out, and the guys, I think, have a great sense of accomplishment that to finish with 53 wins. And now, obviously, we got to take the next step. And we've got a week before our first game, and a week or so. I'm not sure when we play yet, but Saturday. So 6 days, and, you know, we'll have a team dinner tonight to celebrate, and then get back to the Bay and get back to work.
What kind of happened there in that third quarter when the Pelicans were making that push? Did you see that it was just the Pelicans heating up, or were there some things that you guys do need to correct as you've been kind of playing?
We made some very poor decisions. We turned the ball over, and we took bad shots, and that's all it takes in this league, even against a team that's resting all its starters. Everybody in the NBA can play. So all those guys who came off the bench for New Orleans, they're all capable, as they showed. So they got hot, but we helped them get hot with our decision-making.
Aside from Steph's health, what can you kind of look for in these practices that kind of full dress rehearsal before the playoffs?
No, I mean, the main thing is for Steph to be cleared from a health standpoint. And once he's cleared, he'll find his game quickly. He's done this many times over the years, come back from injury in the playoffs. So I have no concerns about what he's looking like this week. All it takes is one game for Steph to go from the injured list to being first team all NBA. So just got to get him right health-wise, and he'll find his way.
From a team standpoint, what will be the focus in this week's preparation entering game one against the Nuggets on Saturday?
Taking care of the basics. You know, we've got to take care of the ball. You know, again, that's what allowed New Orleans to get back in the game tonight. We've been at the bottom of the league in turnovers all year, and we've talked about it the last few days. It's going to require us to clean up that area for us to advance in the playoffs. So that's the biggest thing for me. And then our defensive rules, learning personnel this week, understanding who to close out to, who to close short to, the details of personnel and the details of our opponents, game plan and their strategy and the way they play.
18 more points for Jonathan. I think he was plus 21 or something like that. Was there one thing that really stood out to you, though, as far as his performance?
No, I just thought he was patient. He played the way he's been playing. You know, the game is coming a little easier to him now compared to, you know, midseason. And he's shown a lot of maturity. So I'm very, very proud of him, happy for him that he's come this far in his rookie year.
You mentioned this in your first opening answer to my question, just how you guys were able to do all of this without your core essentially playing it all together. What does that just say about the resilience of this team and the ability to kind of overcome adversity? And then also, how good can this team be if they're all together in the playoffs where they tend to always, you know, just
Yeah, I mean, it says a lot about the guys and their perseverance. It says a lot about our front office and the roster that they built. We have a lot of depth, and we were able to rely on that depth this year. We've got a good team. You know, we've weathered some storms, but there's a chance now we can get Steph back and put him on the floor with Clay and Jordan and Draymond and Andre, and we haven't been able to do that all year, so that thought is exciting.
In addition to the big picture that you've spoken about, Clay, could you address that 5-minute stretch in the fourth quarter, you know, where you said you had let them back in the game with some bad decisions? He scored 15 points in a 5-minute span, put the game away. Your thoughts on, you know, him being in there in the fourth quarter and then performing like that and the significance of it?
Well, I've seen it a million times, so it doesn't surprise me, but it was great to see tonight, just given that we were missing a lot of guys and that, you know, he's come back from this long 2.5 year absence. So for him to look the way he has the last couple of weeks, but also kind of break this game open tonight on the last game of the regular season, it's significant. I think it's a tonight was sort of a metaphor for, Clay being back to Clay.
So Steve Kerr there weighing in at the end on Klay Thompson as he goes for 41. Also some thoughts on Jordan Poole, who did wind up winning the free throw title as he finished the season, 92.5%. So he finished just ahead of Stephen Curry. So Steph Curry finished at 92.3% on the season from the free throw line, to Jordan Poole 92.5% from the free throw line. So Poole finishes one, Steph Curry finishes two in terms of free throw percentage on the season. And yeah, interesting, although predictable, to hear Steve Kerr talking about this week as it relates to Steph Curry. And the next update on Steph is expected to come tomorrow, might end up happening Tuesday, as the Warriors assuredly will they'll take tomorrow off and then get back on the practice floor Tuesday. All eyes are going to be on Steph Curry on Tuesday and what he's able to do. Is he cleared, as Steve Kerr alluded to? And it is key, because before the ball game, the big headline was what Steve Kerr had to say about Steph. And it was the first time, even though we all kind of knew that game one wasn't going to be a lock as far as Steph Curry goes, before the ball game, when Steve Kerr met with the media, he did for the first time really say, and the quote here was, "There's a chance he could be ready for game one," talking about Steph. "There's a chance he could not." And then adding that the Warriors are going to know more as he gets on the court the next couple of days. And now with the game being on Saturday, the Warriors, likely to get, I would say, at least three really good practices in over the course of the week, now that they know that they're going to take tomorrow off and then have 4 days before they're going to play on Saturday night in game one. Nobody's worried about Steph and necessarily how he looks, the shots falling. It's more, how does he look physically? And is he cleared? In the next couple of days, the reports are, went through the individual portion of practice, but maybe not cleared to scrimmage yet. That would be an indicator that maybe he's still got a ways to go. But I mean, how many days would Steph necessarily need to get out there and scrimmage? I mean, he could maybe go through a ramped up process where maybe he does individual Tuesday, a little bit more Wednesday, scrimmages on Thursday, goes through the full prep on Friday, and as long as the medical staff clears him for Saturday and game one, then he would be good to go. So all eyes definitely going to be on Steph Curry over the course of the next couple of days as the Warriors prep here for the Nuggets and the first round of the playoffs beginning Saturday. 888-957-9570. Let's go ahead and get in our shot of the game, which is presented by the County of Santa Clara.
Can Klay get a 40-point game for the first time this year?
That's Harper, for undrafted kid.
Yeah.
He's impressive.
His third NBA season, just a handful of games, though. Klay, 41! Another right wing three, and Willie Green says, "Let's take a timeout, y'all."
Yeah, I remember the playoffs against OKC when he got 41.
Yeah, game six, Klay.
You got it.
Yeah, game six, Klay, in that stretch there in the fourth quarter where he scored 13 consecutive points, 15 in the fourth, 41 for the game, 7 3-pointers for Klay Thompson. And this one, as he ends up 7 for 14 on the night, a plus 25 if you're into that sort of thing. So the Warriors crushed it when he was on the floor, and that courtesy of Kevin Dana and Jim Barnett there on 95.7 The Game. Your shot of the game for game number 82, presented by the County of Santa Clara. Book a COVID-19 booster shot now at sccfreevax.org, or you can call 211. All right, let's go ahead and hear from the man of the night in New Orleans, the one and only Captain Klay Thompson, speaking with the media after this one.
Like, can you take us through that sequence where you scored 11 straight points for you guys, kind of lifted you out of that Pelicans run, that sealed this one for you?
Thought I was just getting my spots and not being in a rush, coming off pin downs, and I feel like all my shots were very fluid at night. That's a lot. That just speaks so much volume to the growth I've had over the past few months as far as not rushing it and being playing with great flow. It was just one of those runs where, you feel like any shot you take is a good one, and it was one of those nights, and I'm very grateful for it.
41 points, third straight game scoring at least 30 points, tying it for a high at that streak. Looking at, you know, your journey, you've been very reflective all season long. How is this to kind of cap off this kind of year for you, the regular season, yeah. I should say?
Individually, a great cap to the regular season. A lot of ups and downs for myself this season, but I stuck with it, and I will continue to do that. And some great momentum going to the playoffs, and I can't wait. I'm so excited for the playoffs. Having to watch the last 2 years was painful, so to be back and be a part of it, I get geeked thinking about it.
Did you know that you needed 29 points to average 20 in the year? Just how huge is that after the layoff and injuries?
You know, I pat myself on the back because when you go through the injuries I did, there's some really slow days. There's so many tedious exercises, and just building up your muscles again to be able to do what you love is it was a challenge, something I never had to do before. So to do it twice and to come out and, you know, average a dub, man, it's inspiring for myself, and it just makes me want to keep going because I'm still just scratching the surface of what I can become.
110 points over your last three games. Is Klay Thompson back?
I mean, I feel like I've been back. I just, this consistency and these big nights weren't there like I wanted them to be. But yeah, I'm back. I'm so ready for next weekend. It's gonna be a dogfight. But man, we're ready.
How big is it to have you feeling that you're back, Draymond getting back up to speed? You know, mm-hmm. The hope is that Steph will be back soon. How big is it that all of this kind of seems to be coming together at this particular point?
It's huge. It's so big, and I'm just really excited. I know Dub Nation's ready, and we'll be ready. We've dealt with a lot this year from an adversity standpoint, whether it's not being old, guys being injured. So many guys have stepped up. Our whole roster has done great things, and just what a year it was for what we had to deal with. I mean, 53 wins is still a great accomplishment. I feel like we left some on the table, but whatever. We're going into the playoffs almost completely healthy, and it's going to be – I just have great feelings about this year.
Back to kind of the reflection of things, that huge fist bump at the end right there after 41 points. Was that kind of in a moment of reflection of the journey and just feeling the emotions from the season?
Oh, yeah. After what I battled through, I'll never take a 40 ball lightly ever again. That's hard to do in the NBA. I don't care who's guarding you, who's playing. 40 points is 40 points, and that was a sweet night for myself.
Sweet night indeed for Klay Thompson, and he caps it with the 41, and you look at just these last handful of games for Klay, he's got to be feeling really good, and the Warriors have to be feeling really good about their overall season. 53-29, the final mark, 31-10 home, 22-19 away, and they finished this thing on a five-game winning streak, and really a six-game stretch to close it if you go back to the Phoenix game, where the Warriors played significantly better basketball, regardless of who was in and out, because there were some back-to-backs, and the Warriors rested some players and gave some of the regulars nights off and didn't have Steph Curry for any of it, obviously, but they found a way to finish on a high note, and now over the next week, the hope is that they can get Steph back in and get him ready to roll. All right, final couple of minutes here. Warriors wrap up on 95.7 The Game. John Dickinson with you. Let's also go ahead, before we call it a night, and hear from Jordan Poole. We talked about JP winning the free throw crown in terms of the best free throw shooting percentage in the league, 4-for-4 tonight, and a patient game again for Jordan Poole in this one. Let's hear from JP.
What does it mean to you, though, to lead the league in free throws?
Want to give a shout out to my mom. Ever since I was young, she told me that wasn't nobody guarding me at the free throw line, so I shouldn't be missing too many. Shout out to moms on that. That one was for you, but it feels pretty awesome, especially to be in competition with your teammate, you know, and big bro, and arguably the best free throw shooter in history. So it's pretty cool.
And how do you just feel right now? I mean, you guys have known that you will be in the playoffs for a bit now, but now that solidified, you kind of have to scheduling a little bit more solidified. Is it a different feeling now, kind of having the black and white facts about the series?
Personally, I I haven't even really paid attention to it. I was more so focused on the games that we got, because all the way down to the wire, our games matter and we had to win. So I'll probably look at it a little bit more now. And this is my first go around, so I'll probably have a lot of questions to ask.
Have you had any, I know the game just had over, but has it sunk into you yet that, everything you were able to accomplish this season personally, but also what the team was able to do?
Not yet. I mean, we talked a little bit about it in the locker room, but it's exciting. Thankful, appreciative. This is my first full season I was able to finish, due to COVID, my first year. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. Probably reflect a little bit after the game and probably get some time before the playoffs start for sure.
Have you given it any thought of, what the backcourt dynamics might look like when Steph does eventually return?
I haven't even got there yet. Hopefully we can get them back pretty quickly and have them back at 100% for sure.
You've been around them for a while, but how great is it just to see the emotion of Klay Thompson with a 41-point game like that, a fist pump effort?
It's awesome. He's so electric, and he's a great. So being able to go out there and witness that and be a part of that and, being able to be in the same court as him and share that moment, it's definitely truly amazing to see. So shout out to Klay, and it's huge.
As everyone on the outside talks about seeding, just how big of a deal was it to five-game win streak to go in the playoffs like that? That's huge. What's that momentum like?
I mean, it's positive. Obviously, we're going in the right direction, good energy. Coach really made a point of emphasis to win as many games, get the ball rolling, and take that momentum. And we did a really good job of closing out the season how we wanted to, and now we just kind of got to ride that wave into the playoffs.
Ride the wave indeed, and love the shout-out to Mom. Love the shout-out to Mom from Jordan Poole there right at the beginning for telling him, hey, nobody's guarding you at the free throw line. You got to make your free throws. And Jordan Poole did that this season to the tune of 92.5%, number one in the NBA. And now all attention turns toward the playoffs, which are going to begin on Saturday. Couple of quick notes here before we call it a night and wrap up the season here. The 53 wins for the Warriors, eighth most in Warriors franchise history. They also tied Miami for the third most wins in the NBA this season, as you look at Phoenix, who ended up with 64. The Grizzlies wound up the season with 56 wins. They got beat tonight. And then you look at Miami. Miami wound up finishing the season with an identical record to the Warriors, 53 and 29 on the season for the Warriors. So, yeah, you look at that and wind up tied with them. Warriors finish it winning the five in a row. First time in franchise history, the Warriors were undefeated in April, the 5-0 there to close things out. And the sixth time this season, the Warriors had a 40-point quarter as well. The Warriors really flipped this game in the second quarter, outscoring the Pelicans 41-22 after it was 27-26 at the end of the first quarter. And the Warriors also 33 assists, 26-1 on the season are the Dubs when they have 30 or more assists, as they did tonight. And Klay Thompson, though, the headliner, as he goes for 41. All right, that'll do it. Next up for the Warriors, a full week of practice and hopefully the return of Stephen Curry. And then game one, round one of the NBA playoffs, Saturday night from Chase Center, 5:30 is the tip-off. That is one of the big games of the weekend across the NBA. ABC, nationally televised ball game, Warriors and the Nuggets, game one. Rest of the schedule to be determined, but here's what I know. We're going to have you covered all week long here at 95.7 The Game, leading you up to tip-off of that one. Warriors this week on Saturday. I'll have Warriors live for you, getting the playoffs started at 4 o'clock, and then the Warriors and Nuggets, game one, round one, 5:30 on Saturday. Thanks to Sterling Bennett. Thanks to Craig Valentino. Thanks to everybody in our San Francisco studios, not only tonight, but all season long. We'll talk to you when the playoffs begin Saturday as the Warriors finish up this season with a 53-29 record. They beat the Pelicans tonight, 128-107. You heard it right here on 95.7 The Game. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.